This is Dale Connolly reporting. News meant for amusement. Scientists have discovered that fiery volcanoes on Jupiter's moon Io are the main source of dust streams that flow from the Jupiter system into the rest of the galaxy. These findings come from NASA's Galileo spacecraft. Technicians have just about run out of ideas for what to do with the Galileo space probe, which was launched 11 years ago and has outlived its mission to explore the neighborhood of Jupiter. And yet, Galileo continues to continue, a source of dismay and conflict for the scientists who operate it. Brick Walters reports.
10 years ago was more exciting.
Slim Tolerance, the space agency's official mop, or manager of old probes.
I used to drive into work early in the morning to see what the day would bring. In the evening, I'd rush home to tell my wife the news. Well, my wife and I got divorced 8 years ago. The car I drove, that's a scrap heap now. People change, stars explode, kids grow up, come to hate you. But that probe just keeps probing.
Indeed. In the 11 years since Galileo left Earth, it's delivered a complete study of Jupiter, found tantalizing signs of life on the moon Europa, cataloged the solar system's largest volcanoes on Io, photographed the impact of the Shoemaker-Levy comet, and more. Meanwhile, the more recent, more expensive, and higher-profiled Mars probes have fizzled. All this is frustrating to space scientists who balk at the idea of having to supervise the ancient craft indefinitely. This anonymous staffer could not conceal her bitterness.
When Galileo was launched, I was 10. I got into space exploration thinking I'd use the newest equipment, but here I am tracking a piece of junk that has just about as much memory as my clock radio.
And you find that discouraging?
I would drive the Galileo probe off a cliff, if there was a cliff.
In fact, control of the plucky space probe has fallen to young scientists with the least status. I recently visited the closet they call the Galileo Control Room and spoke with Tommy, a space camp graduate, who suggested that the space agency no longer cares about the stellar results being turned in by this relatively inexpensive piece of equipment.
Yeah, I've been down here tracking Galileo for months. They got some pictures of Jupiter's moon Europa, and you could actually see motion down there under the ice, like it's a school of monster squid or something. Well, we got excited, but the brass, they don't want to hear it. They're just totally into this Mars mission, you know.
Tommy, I told you to fly Galileo through the radiation belt in Sector 24. Now, I'm looking at the telemetry right now, and I don't see any radiation.
I was gonna, I just thought you'd want some more pictures of the ice squid.
Well, when I want more pictures of your squid, I'll ask for them. Start pulling those rads up, mister.
Okay. Jeez.
Then send it up through the ring system and into the asteroid field and as close as you can get to one of those volcanoes on Io. I want to see if it's spewing out any lava or dust or stuff.
Which volcano?
Oh, I don't really care, Tommy. Pick one. The hot one.
Tommy performed all the requested maneuvers, and still, despite the odds, the versatile little probe kept on doing its job, just as it has the past 11 years. Old probe manager Slim Tolerance.
Yeah, of course, we love the Galileo here. You know it makes our more expensive efforts look kind of foolish.
So you're not trying to destroy it?
Well, why would we do that? Got important work to do, like finding out what's in a volcano and how hard are asteroids and what sort of hot gas does it take to blow a little spacecraft to smithereens, that kind of thing.
After traveling 2.7 billion miles, it seems the brave little probe has finally encountered a mystery it cannot solve. What happens to a government program that works better than expected? NASA reportedly plans an investigation to find out what didn't go wrong with the Galileo mission and to develop contingency plans in case a series of mishaps don't happen again. Out in the field, I'm Brick Walters.